Hey, baby.
I hope you had an amazing day today. I hope that everything went your way and that you got everything you could have possibly wanted. I hope that until this very moment, you had an incredible day. Because now, I'm going to fucking ruin it. Because now I'm going to remind you exactly what you fucking are. I'm going to remind you why you clicked on this fucking audio. Because you can deny anything that you want. You can pretend, we can play any sort of game and lie to ourselves. But deep down, if you clicked on this fucking audio, you know what you are. A whore. For me. For the right voice. For a stranger on the fucking internet. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think it's an amazing thing that you and your fucking messy cunt belong to me. I think it's an incredible thing that when I say bend over, you don't even think. It's like you're not even capable of it. I love that when I pull the collar out, you just put it on without saying a word. There is nothing I could ask of you that you'd say no to, is there? Oh, you desperate slut. I'm gonna have so much fun toying with you today. Now then, get in your fucking bed and do as you're told. Assuming you paused and got in bed like a fucking good girl did, we're gonna remind you that you aren't one. No. You're just some desperate slut on the internet. You're just someone who had too much access to porn, who slowly and steadily realized that they needed someone to punish them, that they needed someone to whisper awful shit in their ear to ruin them, to be used and have their desperate cunt ruined. You want that, don't you? Deep down, you can deny anything you fucking want, but you need it. You need to be wanted, and this is the best type of fucking wanted, isn't it? You want to be wanted so bad that everything I do to you today is going to feel like a gift. Well then, hope you enjoy your gift, slut. Rub your fucking clit like the whore that you fucking are. If you're not already, I imagine you might have already even fucking started. Come on now, do it for me. I'm not talking to you because you're some delicate flower. No, I'm talking to you because you have a messy cunt and I like to fucking breed it. Let's not kid ourselves. You listen to a man with a breeding kink. That's what brought you here, isn't it? Some breeding clinic, some bull audio, some cucking, something dark, something truly fucked up. Admit it to yourself. You didn't come here to be treated like a princess. I released lots of soft and sweet audios, but that's not who you are. You didn't click on this because you wanted to be told you're a good girl. No, you clicked on this because you wanted to be fucking rutted. You wanted to be fucking railed. You wanted to rub your fucking cunt to my voice exactly like you are right fucking now. Oh, you dumb whore. Oh my God. Look at you go. Look at you fucking go. I wonder how far you push yourself sometimes. I wonder how far you fuck yourself. Do you get the biggest toy that you fucking can? Do you imagine what my cock must feel like inside of you? How much do you fantasize, huh? Maybe you just look at pictures of my fucking hands and imagine what they'd feel like inside you. Well, darling, maybe if you fuck yourself hard enough and you beg enough and you do everything right to degrade yourself, you might just one day get a single idea of what it would be like to actually fucking get railed like you deserve. Oh, God. You're so desperate and that's what makes you so beautiful, you know that? I just can't help myself. I just can't fucking help how attracted I am to desperate cunts like you. To women who will do anything that I fucking say. To women who will just bend over and take it when I walk in the room. I bet you even want rules, don't you? You see, desperate sluts don't like thinking, do they? Desperate sluts don't want to have to wonder what I want. That's not what they're there for. No, they're there to get used and railed. and you don't like thinking, so why don't we agree on some rules? When I'm gone, you fuck yourself senseless every fucking day. You take yourself to a point where you can barely even form a thought exactly where I want you to be. And when you get a message from me that I'm coming home, you get yourself ready. You put in that plug that I like that looks just so perfect with those panties that I'm gonna rip off your body, and you meet me at the fucking door. You text your boyfriend that you'll be at work late. He doesn't know that you just fucking stay at my house like a desperate toy. And when I walk in the door, there's no such thing as no. And you wouldn't have it any other way, would you? No, you wouldn't. You love every fucking order you're given. You love being bent over the fucking table and railed. You love sitting between my legs in breakfast and making sure that I fucking empty my balls every morning before I leave. You love sending me slutty photos of your boyfriend eating you out after I filled you up. You'd do anything I fucking said, wouldn't you? Oh, you'd be my toy. I wonder if you'd even fight back when I came to your work. Pulled you aside and made it clear that your responsibilities didn't end at my fucking house. That you were going to follow me and take care of me on my break exactly like you fucking should. Does that turn you on, baby? Are you sitting there in bed fucking grinding into yourself like a whore at the very thought of being my plaything? You are, aren't you? Oh, God. What do I do to deserve you? What do I do to deserve such a wonderful person like you that's willing to degrade themselves just for nothing? To turn themselves into a useless fucking pet? Oh, yeah. That's right. Nothing. I don't do anything. I don't tell you to do anything. I don't require anything of you. You like it. You click on the audio because you want it. I didn't make you this way. I didn't force you to fuck yourself to the sound of my voice. No, you just started doing it because you couldn't fucking help yourself. You did it because you love it. I wonder what other things you secretly want. I wonder what thoughts live in your head rent-free. Wonder what depraved things you want. Do you want to be tied up and given to my friends as a gift? Do you want to be fucked in front of your husband and look in his eyes when I breed you? Do you want to be forced to wear rope underneath a long sweater as we go in public and I pull you around by it? Perhaps you want to be filled up with a toy and plugged while I keep the remote on me at all times? Maybe you don't even want to think. Maybe you just want to look at a contract in front of you while a vibrator buzzes away at your fucking clit. On it, those sweet, simple words. You belong to me. You'd be mine, and any kink I decided that I wanted to try, you could just follow along. You could just be a good toy. Hell, I wouldn't even need to stop doing audios. You could sit between my fucking legs and swallow while I fucking moan for whores on the internet just like you. You could be the special one. You could be the one that I choose. You could be the one that I've chosen as mine to claim to be with. But you're not gonna be. I'm not going to choose someone who's throwing their head back right now, moaning at the top of their fucking lungs to the sound of my voice, begging to be fucking bred. That'd be too easy, wouldn't it? You'd be too fucking easy. You think I want someone like that? You think I want someone who just fucks themselves to my voice with no other instruction? No, come on now. I want a brat. I want someone who fights back, but you can't even do that right now, can you? If I walked into your room right now, you wouldn't even know what to do. I could fuck you exactly like you need and you would do nothing but beg. Hell, maybe you're even one of the ones that talks a big game. You could top me. You could dom me. You could do it. Well, newsflash, sweetie. If you're listening to this right now, no, you fucking couldn't. If this turns you on, if the thought of being mine and broken turns you on, you're not winning. And I want you to know that there's nothing more that I like other than someone who I can fucking claim who doesn't want to give it up. There's nothing I love more than someone who's trying so desperately to prove that they're better than this, that they're not like this, that they're not about to have the hardest orgasm of their fucking life, losing to me. Because that's what you do. You lose yourself to me. Hell, maybe you've already lost yourself 1, 2, 3 times to this audio already. Or maybe, just maybe, you've tried being good. You've tried holding out because you know that I like it when my toys don't come until they're told. Well, I have to say, I applaud you. But I have some bad news. This audio was never for you. This audio was for me. And I love it when my toys don't get to come. Good night, dear.